Yeah, what did you think of that? I really enjoy that song, and so check them out. Silver Apples, from I think from New York or somewhere on the east side, late 60s. Simeon was playing again sort of in the mid-2010s or something. Let's see. Up next, we're going to head over to the Guided by Voices universe. But first of all, we have to do some business here.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
So we'll move on to Guided by Voices next. Guided by Voices started in the mid-80s in Dayton, Ohio. Home of the Breeders and the Pretenders singer. What's her name?
Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde, of course. Chrissy Hynde left there when she was young and hung out with did the Sex Pistols stuff and the Malcolm McLaren stuff. And is still, I believe, over there. So, Dayton, Ohio, Guided by Voices. They've released 35 albums, sort of the leaders, maybe, you know, part of the lo-fi movement in the early 90s. You know, getting yourself a cheap Tascam four-track recorder and making music in your house, which is a great idea. It's not the first time it's been done. It's been done for many years before, but they're one of the groups in the early 90s that helped it sort of take off. And you know, with the embracing of the alternative movement, I guess. Our ears were open to new sounds. So we're going to play a song called I Am a Scientist from the a Scientist EP from 1994. And then what we'll join that up with Robert Pollard, the lead singer, Guided by Voices, a big REM fan, and Wire, and The Who, and Breeders, etc. Lots of good stuff. He's been around for a while. And then what we'll do, so we don't need to play it. You know, you guys know REM. So another band from Athens, Georgia, who supposedly inspired REM, it's quite, if you do a little bit of digging, is a band called Pylon. And they're sort of a band, underground band, two or three records, and then closed down. They did open for the B-52s before. They opened for U2 on the War Tour. And they opened for, when they got back together for REM, during the Green Tour in 89. So we'll hear a song called Volume from an album called Gyrate from Pylon after that. So again, so this is Guided by Voices. And we're just going to take the influence one step farther. I can't find anywhere where Robert Pollard talks about Pylon, but why not? So... I Am a Scientist, and then Volume on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Noise of Carpet, so thanks for tuning in this afternoon, this evening, or tomorrow morning, wherever you are.
I'm a journalist, I write to you to show you.
seek to understand me. I am an incurable. Nothing else behaves like me. Everything is fine. Everything works out fine. Everything fades from sight. But that's alright with me.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
One of the turntables is not doing so well, so I'm gonna pull back and throw a song by The Laws, a great band from Liverpool, on while I put the album over onto the other turntable. So hang in there. This is another. It's a great song, The Laws from Liverpool. Thanks, Lee, for filling in. Let's go back to Valerie and Pylon. The song's called Volume from Gyrate.
Stop! Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
So what did you think of that? That's Valerie Briscoe-Hay on vocals with a band called Pylon. I love that. Check them out. Their second or third album is called Chomp. I think second one, it's got a big dinosaur on the cover, and it's good as well. So check out Pylon. So yes, thank you for listening. It's cgsf.ca, broadcasting to you from Burnaby. Hello to everyone listening. Thank you for your messages on Instagram, etc. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week at 1 o'clock, and we'll continue on, some influences as well next week, a few more old bands that we'll bring in for fun because they're so good, and you don't get to hear them very often. The last one we'll do today, we'll start with PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey's from rural southern England. You know her. She's put out a bunch of critically acclaimed, fantastic records that are really quite diverse between each one of them. And she's still got a new album out now, and I listened to it last night. It sounds excellent as well. But it's different. It takes, some of the best albums, the first time you listen to them, you can't really sidle up to it. But once you hit the on-ramp and get onto it, they're well worth it. So we'll play a song called Rid of Me from Rid of Me, her second album, her first major label record. But we'll ignore that on the indie show. And today I got one of my good friends, who's been one of my good friends for many, many years. Steve is sitting in with me today. He lives in Liverpool. He's going to a lot of gigs, knows a lot about music, and I'm so glad he's sitting in and seeing how we do things in here today. And he's going to introduce for us today. We're going to go one of PJ's big influences in the house when she was a kid. Her parents played a lot of music in the house, supposedly, from what I read, and one of the artists was Bob Dylan. So Steve, what can you tell us about Bob Dylan and how he might have influenced PJ?
Well, my picture is of Polly Jean Harvey growing up in the West Country in England on a farm, bored out of her minds, but she's got her parents' record collection, and it's the 70s. And she's smoking a lot of rude things, and she's listening to Bob Dylan. So this is Dylan. This is absolute peak Dylan from the peak period, 65, 66, Bring It All Back Home, Highway 61, and Blonde on Blonde. This is an uncut track that wasn't seen until, didn't see light of day until very recently, but it's called I Want to Be Your Lover, and it absolutely kicks, and you can imagine PJ loves it.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, we'll start with PJ, and then we'll head to Bob after that. So thanks, Steve. That's great. And you're listening to Noise a Carpet on CGSF, and here's PJ and then Bob after. I Want to Be Your Lover, Take Six from Bob Dylan. That sounded great. Thank you, Steve, for that recommendation, and I will be bugging you again, because Steve has, when he goes back to Liverpool, he's agreed to listen every Wednesday at 9 p.m. his time, at 9 p.m. GMT. So that's great. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for sitting in. I really appreciate it. You're most welcome anytime just to appear here. And maybe one day if I move over there, which I'm talking about, thinking about, maybe we'll broadcast together over there, which would be pretty fun too. But of course on CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 FM, we will maintain our allegiance to this station because it's so good. And did you hear Amy Goodman earlier today? Democracy Now, 11 a.m. every morning, Monday to Friday. Have a listen. You need to hear what Amy says each morning if you want some balance in your news life. Don't just shut off and say, I don't want to watch the news. It's a bunch of whatever. If you're at that opinion, just listen to Amy. 11 o'clock. Every morning on CGSF Pacific Standard Time. So let's finish things up. Thank you for listening today. I'm going to go back to a band that we'll explore in the future, a band called The Fall. They're from Manchester. Started in the late 70s, sort of contemporaries of Joy Division. I don't know if there's much overlap there, but Marky Smith was a character. He's the vocalist, and what he would preach is repetition, the three R's, repetition, repetition, repetition. So this is a nice groove here, and I believe this is a song called Lost in Music, and it's a cover. I think it's Sister Sledge, but don't, you can call in at 54433 if that's incorrect and correct me. But the song's Lost in Music from the Infotainment Scan from 1992. This is The Fall in sort of their middle period. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Radio Gotha coming up next on CGSF.
Regarder en arrière, perdu dans la musique, crétin va te faire foutre.
Les monnaies. Il sort le tableau. Il money. Il sort le tableau. Sir. The palace of excess leads to the palace of excess.
Been listening to The Noise of Carpet Radio on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Thanks for listening.